your mean time to WTF for a security alert is more than a minute, it's time to look at Lacework. Lacework will help you get your security act together for everything from compliant service configurations to container app relationships, all without the need for PhDs in AWS to write the rules. If you're building a secure business on AWS with compliance requirements, you don't really have time to choose between antivirus or firewall companies to help you secure your stack. That's why Lacework is built from the ground up for the cloud. Low effort, high visibility and detection. To learn more, visit lacework.com. If you attend an AWS talk about security, bump into an AWS security person in a business meeting, or are in line between an AWS employee at a Starbucks, you'll invariably hear the phrase, "Security is job zero." What does this actually mean? Cynically, I might suggest that they came up with a list of their jobs for a conference talk, got to the end, realized, oh crap, we forgot security, and bolted it on at the beginning as job zero, so they didn't have to renumber all of their slides, but that might be uncharitable. They clearly take security very, very seriously at AWS. They also do call it job zero, and let's be very clear, the defining line between hobby and job is whether or not you get paid for something. To that end, let's talk about some of the ways you get to pay AWS more money in return for security. Before I begin, I want to highlight that I'm not suggesting that all security services should be free in perpetuity. But I also want to be clear that there's a line drawn internally at AWS between okay to charge for, such as Amazon Macy, and not okay to charge for, such as enabling MFA for your root IAM or SSO users. Now, where exactly is that line drawn? Clearly in the wrong place sometimes. I'd like to see it drawn more clearly and distinctly. I don't think encrypting traffic or data should cost extra. I do think ML-powered services to find PII buried in your data should cost money. If you follow AWS's best practices, it shouldn't cost you extra security money to do it. If you're a bank and have a bunch of compliance checkboxes to tick, you should expect to pay more. The line can be blurry, but it needs to be established somewhere that's less seemingly arbitrary. Let's explore. We'll start with everyone's least favorite CDN, CloudFront. Setting aside the giant list of complaints I have about the service for a better time, let's look at one aspect of its pricing, the per-request charge. In North America, every 10,000 HTTP, or read as unencrypted, requests will cost you $0.0075, or 7.5 cents. Whereas every 10,000 HTTPS requests will cost you a penny. That's right, you're paying a 33% premium for HTTPS requests in an era where Amazon's CTO walks around in a t-shirt emblazoned with the phrase, "Encrypt everything." That looks a lot less thought leadery and a lot more like a cash grab when you start charging extra for that encryption layer. What's even more frustrating is that with many private pricing deals for CloudFront, they don't just reduce the cost, they also normalize the per request charge between HTTP and HTTPS requests to be the same thing. While it's fascinating that it's not just a discount, but also a change to an actual pricing dimension, it's nonetheless frustrating to see from a company that periodically hurts itself, patting itself on the back for how awesome its security posture is. AWS Shield is their anti-DDoS service that guards a bunch of resources. It has two tiers. The first is standard, which applies to everyone at no additional charge. It protects services like CloudFront and Route 53, and you can basically pretend it isn't there because it pretty much isn't. It's an intrinsic property of those AWS services, and you need not worry about it until suddenly it starts eating traffic that you didn't want it to. Note that for all of my snark, I've never yet seen such a thing happen in the wild. A bunch of missing traffic has not happened where I've been looking due to Shield. The second tier of the service is AWS Shield Advanced, which extends that detection and mitigation of DDoS attacks to EC2 instances, ELB load balancers, Global Accelerator, and a few more services here and there. Additionally, it lets you talk to the AWS DDoS response team and changes the Web Application Firewall, or WAF, pricing structure. It costs $3,000 a month with a one-year commitment only, so that's a $36,000 checkbox to enable. I'm not begrudging AWS charging extra for access to his response team or mapping extra protections onto a variety of services. What I am saying, somewhat tongue-in-cheek, is that given how hard it is to attribute DDoS attacks to their source, combined with how much you're at AWS's mercy for understanding or even seeing what happens at lower levels of their network stack, I'd be hard-pressed to identify a better extortion opportunity if this group wanted to juice its numbers for a quarter. Now, let me be clear. That is a joke. I don't suggest that this was, is, or will be happening. Yet if it were, the people on the DDoS response team would insta-quit and go public because they're principled, honest people. All I am saying is that if it were occurring, we would never be able to tell at a purely technical level. This episode is sponsored in part by VMware. Because let's face it, the past year hasn't been kind to our AWS bills or honestly any cloud bills. The pandemic had a bunch of impacts. It forced us to move workloads to the cloud sooner than we would have otherwise. We saw strange patterns such as user traffic drops off, but infrastructure spend doesn't. What do you do about it? Well, the Cloud Live 2021 virtual conference is your chance to connect with people wrestling with the same type of thing, be they practitioners, vendors in the space, leaders of thought, and get some behind-the-scenes look into various ways different companies are handling this. Hosted by Cloud Health by VMware on May 20th, the Cloud Live 2021 conference will be 100% virtual and 100% free to attend, so you really have no excuses for missing out on this opportunity to deal with people who care about cloud bills. Visit cloudlive.com/Corey to learn more and save your virtual seat today. That's cloudlive.com/Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. Drop the E, we're all in trouble. My thanks to VMware for sponsoring this ridiculous episode. Let's talk about IAM. And I want to be clear here before I get letters from all you people. IAM doesn't cost anything directly, full stop. Despite its frustrations, it's incredibly well thought out and well built. The thing that annoys me and sparked this entire podcast episode came out of a recent, wonderful IAM announcement, the ability to generate least privilege IAM policies based upon access activity. This, of course, costs nothing directly. But here's where it gets sticky. This operates on the basis of analyzing CloudTrail management events, which is itself free for the first trail. Subsequent trails cost $2 per 100,000 events delivered, which can be monstrous. The easy solution is, of course, to just have one trail, right? Well, enter Control Tower. This thing sets up a dedicated logging and auditing account pair that receives the CloudTrail management events, and the account containing the IAM policy can't read that S3 bucket by design. You're effectively required to enable a second trail for this to work properly, and in my $50 test account, this quickly became the single most expensive service that it contained. This isn't so much a deliberate charge extra for security play, so much as it is yet another example of AWS service teams not speaking to one another clearly and concisely. Out of everything that I've listed so far, this is the one that I'm most optimistic about getting fixed in the near term, just because the people on the identity team flat out do not mess around. Fourth, and lastly, let's talk a little bit about KMS. Amazon's key management service is great. My problem with it comes down to how impenetrable the service's pricing is, to the point where after a bad experience or two, it starts scaring people away from using it. It costs $1 per month per customer master, their term, not mine, key, which is fine. But then it charges 3 cents per 10,000 requests. Note that this skyrockets for some more advanced request types, but we'll ignore those for purposes of this recording. The trouble comes in when you start to realize just how many things make requests to KMS. Wait, so you're telling me I have to pay 3 cents for every 10,000 DynamoDB requests? I do that 4 times a second, is a common misunderstanding. In practice, it caches the key for 5 minutes to avoid turning your bill into a monstrous joke. But that's not at all obvious or easily discoverable unless you explicitly go looking for that information. KMS calls are themselves logged in CloudTrail, so you can identify the expensive services making calls, but that does require a lot of work on your end to glue various things together. Unlike the other services that I've mentioned, I don't have a problem with KMS charging. My issue instead lies with a lack of transparency and predictability. I recently had someone at AWS tell me that every Lambda invocation would make KMS calls to decrypt the environment variables on every execution. This scared the heck out of me until a quick spot check of my own bill demonstrated that there was no possible way that this was true. So clearly, KMS needs some serious pricing simplification to avoid scaring people away. I'm not suggesting that AWS is doing anything inherently wrong with any of these services. I'm saying that all these examples trip over the seams between different service teams, divisions that are very far from clear to customers. The gaps need to be addressed and the storytelling improved. In an ideal world, sensible security practices won't wind up costing customers another dime. As it stands today, there are some security configurations that are more expensive than the data breach they're defending against. Fortunately, that is, at least for the moment, someone else's job zero.
This has been a HumblePod production.
Stay humble.